Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening in to the Golden Country Radio Show. This is Little Bit of Love.
Every time. When your life's a movie that you've already seen, and you're long on lonely and you're short on dreams, when that carousel ain't got no big brass ring, you keep in mind, you just keep in mind.
I'm your host tonight, and every Thursday night from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I just appreciate you tuning in with 16 other countries all across the world representing six different continents and growing every day and every week. And I sure appreciate the support and the fan base that is growing for not just my music, but for the music of all these independent country music artists that I'm sharing, like Elvis Carden and Matt Boone and Tammy Kendrick and Ramona Diane and Bo Heatherly and on and on and on. So I can't wait to share with you their music, and I just appreciate you tuning in tonight. Thank you for joining me. And happy Veterans Day. Yesterday was Veterans Day. My sincere gratitude goes out to all those veterans who are serving now and have served in the past. They served our country well. And one of my favorite veterans, of course, was John A. Hobbs. He was in the Merchant Marines during World War II, and I got to write the story about his life, and I just am in awe with the veterans out there and all they've gone through to make sure that we have a wonderful country and that we're free and we're safe here at home and we can do radio shows like this and listen to music and enjoy each other. So in honor of Veterans Day, I'd like to play Elvis Cardin. Elvis Lloyd Cardin is going to be on my radio show December 3rd. We're going to be interviewing him live right here on the Golden Country Radio Show. And I'd like to play Elvis Cardin's song called Lay Me Down. He's a Vietnam vet, and I'm proud to play his music in honor of Veterans Day yesterday. Here's Elvis Cardin, Lay Me Down.
Remember the men and women that put their lives on the line, veterans that fought and lived through those wars. Every soldier has a story, a life like no other, veterans that fought for me and you under the red, white, and blue. Lay me down, lay me down, lower me down, draped in the red, white, and blue. From the trenches of World War I, across the Rhine in World War II, Normandy beaches of Alba Hall, the cold Korean War, they have long forgotten, to the hot Saigon, rice paddies of Vietnam. She was raised at Hiroshima, on the beaches in those high seas. She flew at Pearl and Midway, planes that flew the sky. On the ships of those high seas, to the mountains of Afghanistan, the desert Iraq, the Black Hawk down, under the red, white, and blue. Lay me down, lay me down, lower me down, draped in the red, white, and blue. When they play those taps and shoot those guns, let's loot the 21. I'll go down draped in red, white, and blue.
Right here on the Golden Country Radio Show. Vietnam vet Elvis Cardin will be on my show December 3rd, and I look forward to that. Thank you again to all the vets out there and who've made our country so great and continue to protect us. I really appreciate it. This next song is the Higher Ground Band. This is my country band right here based out of Denver, Colorado, and this is our rendition of Down in Mississippi and Up to No Good.
Friday, payday, Lordy, gotta get away. Had it with the wife
in the big chip. Gonna leave a big tip. Hotter than a $2 pistol, baby, I'm on fire. So, no, if anyone asks, and not that they would, we'll be down in Mississippi, up to no good. So, now, if anyone asks, and not that they would, we'll be down in Mississippi, up to no good. Yeah.
Up in Colorado and down to no good right here with Julie Richardson. That was me singing with my Higher Ground Country Band. That was our rendition of Down in Mississippi and Up to No Good. I'm just so happy to have you here joining me on my radio show, having a great time picking up listeners every week. But I want to recognize especially the regular listeners, the meat and potatoes of this show. Thank you for tuning in every week. People like Dana Huffstutter and Tennessee and Renee Franioch and Arvada, Colorado, and Jim Richardson, my dad, he tunes in every Friday morning over coffee out there in Tampa, Florida. We just got a hit from a tropical storm, so he seems to be doing okay. And Jan Pease in Northfield, Minnesota, those are just some of the few of the regulars that tune in every week. If you tune in every week, let me know at Wait in the Truck, that's WAIT. Wait in the Truck at msn.com. Let me know you're a regular listener. I'd love to recognize you, and thank you so much for the support. I really appreciate it. And speaking of support, every Thursday through Sunday, John A's Restaurant. It's right there in Music Valley out in Nashville, Tennessee. They're open from Thursday to Sunday, and they're looking for your support. They have an incredible new scratch kitchen, brand new menu, new vibes. And starting tonight, they have incredible Titans football. The Nashville Titans, Tennessee Titans there, they've got some giveaways that you wouldn't believe. They've got signed memorabilia and everything else. So if you're in Nashville, make a beeline and head over there to their patio. They have live music out there, giveaways, and the best bourbon and whiskey selection around. And best yet, you get to sit in the same spot, the same space that John A. Hobbs sat in and the Great Corner and all the history of the Music Valley there, and support the Hobbs family. I'd really appreciate it. Tell them Julie Richardson sent you, and make sure you have some of that blackberry cobbler. That's my all-time favorite. My next song, I sang this. Every song that I sing has a reason why I sang it, and has to, you know, it just has to resonate with me. And this next song really did. It makes me think back to my times in Albuquerque, New Mexico, going to my grandparents' house, and I think everybody's got one of those houses that kind of defines who they are. This house is, was incredible for me. And so I'm singing this next song. This is The House That Built Me.
They say you can't go home again, but I just had to come back one last time. And ma'am, I know that you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps, they're mine. And up those stairs in that little back bedroom, where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I'll bet you didn't know that under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, the brokenness inside me must start healing. Just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, by four. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, oh, feel it, the brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built. Nothing but a memory from the house that built.
Thanks for tuning in to the Golden Country Radio Show. I'm Julie Richardson. That was me singing my rendition of The House That Built Me. And happy you're here with me, joining in. And also, I wanted to tell you, if you have any questions for me that you'd like me to answer on the air, just email me at waitinthetruck@msn.com, and I'll be sure to answer them as soon as I can. Excuse me. That next email came in from Toby Simpson in Lawrence, Michigan. And he's asking me, he says, where was your favorite place to hear live music before the pandemic? Well, that's an easy one, Toby. Honestly, my favorite place, all-time favorite place to hear live music is the Full Moon Pickin' Party out there at Percy Warner Park. There's an old equestrian center at the Mounted Patrol now in Tennessee uses it just south of Nashville. It's called the Percy Warner Park, and it's the equestrian center there. And once a month during the full moon, or as close to it as they can get, they host a full moon picking party. And you get a discount if you bring an instrument out there. And, of course, I never do. And, of course, it has to be an instrument that's, like, of decent size. You can't just bring in a harmonica and get a discount. But I go in, and they have a main stage with bluegrass going. And then they have all these small groups. And I tell you what, you can see ages from 5 to 95. And they're all playing these incredible instruments, from washboards to the spoons to the banjo to obviously guitar. They're singing. And there's little pods of them. So as you walk through the grounds, there's tiki torches lit and there's little campfires going. And you get in, they give you a couple free beers for coming in. And they have food trucks and so forth. But you just wander around this equestrian center at night. And you see the lightning bugs. They're all lit up and the full moon. And you can go from pod to pod and hear real, what I call real country music and bluegrass music. And it's just the most incredible place to see live music if you've never done it. It usually runs like May through October. It's once a month during the full moon. You can go to Percy Warner Park's website, I'm sure, and find out. I don't think they've had much during this pandemic. But Toby, that's my all-time favorite place to hear live music. So I had to share that with you. And like I said, if you get a chance, there's nothing like it in the world. You got to go, and once you go once, you'll have to go. You'll be hooked. So this next song is Ramona Diane. We've had her here on our show. She's a friend of mine. I know she just did a show in Murfreesboro, and my thoughts go out to Ramona Diane. She gave away a bunch of CDs here on the show. So this is Ramona Diane, You Might As Well Leave. This is my favorite. Nashville, Tennessee, on the Golden Country Radio Show. Always love playing her songs. I've become quite a fan. In fact, that song's one of my favorites that she's done. She's done so many good ones, but that's my favorite. And I find myself waking up at 3 a.m. and that song's running through my head. You know it's a good song when you wake up at 3 a.m. and you're singing it in your sleep there going, oh my gosh, can't get this song out of my head. So thank you for listening in. I got another question that came in, and this one is from Mary Archuleta. She's in Chama, New Mexico, and she wants to know what my next project is. What am I working on? And that's a good question, Mary. I am working right now. Honestly, I'm learning In the Early Morning Rain. It's a Gordon Lightfoot song, and I want to do my own rendition of that. So I've been working on that acoustically. I want to get that into the recording studio as soon as we can, as soon as it's safe to do so. I just run down here to Lakewood, Colorado, to FTM Studios, and Steve sets me up in the studios. I'm going to work on that, and I'm also working on an audio version of an audio book of my book, John A. Hobbs, The Life and Times of Music Valley's Visionary. So that's due out probably, I'd say, within the next month. I'll have that out to you by Christmas, if not by the first of the year. And that way, I've had a lot of people asking if I can get an audio version. So when they're driving their car cross country, or, you know, if they don't want to just read it, they like to hear it, they can just tune into that audio version. And so there you go. That's what I'm working on, Mary. Thanks for your questions. Again, if you have questions for me, please email me at waitinthetruck, that's W-A-I-T, waitinthetruck, at msn.com. Or you can check out my website at www.julierichardsonmusic.com. And on there, you'll see all about my book and my music. And also, you'll see the radio page. So if you miss an episode or you'd like to catch up on the episodes that we've done this season, just go to my website, navigate to that radio page, and click on the button of the show that you'd like to hear. It's on demand, and it's free at your convenience, and you can listen and re-listen and share those shows anytime that you want. So, again, thanks for writing in your questions. I really appreciate it, and look for those new projects coming out. In fact, I'd like to give away, speaking of my book, in honor of Veterans Day, in honor of John A. Hobbs, who is a veteran of the World War II, if you are the next person to write in to me at Wait in the Truck, again, W-A-I-T, Wait in the Truck at MSN.com, if you're the next three people to do so, I will give you a copy of my book, John A. Hobbs, The Life and Times of Music Valley's Visionary, absolutely free, so you can enjoy it and learn all about John A. Hobbs and his life and times. I have some more exciting news. This week, this was my second week in a row. Bo Heatherly out of Virginia, he and I teamed up last December, almost a year ago, around my birthday, which is December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. And he teamed up and we did our rendition of If I Needed You. And I'll tell you what, it went to platinum on, you know, Airplay Express. And now it went to number one on the Indie World with Wayne Hodge. And this is our second week sitting at number one. And I'm going to play that again for you now. This is called If I Needed You. Bo Heatherly and myself.
If I needed you, would you come?
Would you come to me for to ease my
I showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine. Who would ever grieve? She's a sight to see, a treasure for the poor to find.
If I needed
Golden Country Radio Show. That was our number one for the second week in a row with Bo Heatherly and I singing If I Needed You. And on the same chart, a friend of mine that we had on this show early on in the season, Tammy Kendrick, is moving on up. Last I checked, she was number 18 and moving forward on the Indie World chart. She's with Century 2 Records right now, and she's sitting at number 18 and or even better. I'm not sure because the chart hasn't come out this week, but my fingers are crossed that she goes straight to number one. She deserves it, and she's very talented. So I'd like to play Tammy Kendrick's Just Because I'm a Woman, sitting at number 18. Congratulations, Tammy. Let's keep going.
I can see by the way you look at me, and I'm sorry that I'm not the woman you thought I'd be. Yes, I've made my mistakes, but listen and understand. But when he wants to marry, well, that's a different situation. He'll just walk off and he'll leave her to do the best she can while he looks for an angel to wear his wedding band. Thank you.
That's Tammy Kendrick right here on the Golden Country Radio Show. Tammy lives in Georgia, and she's moving right up on that Indie World chart. She sits at number 18 and hopefully moving to number one very shortly. She sure deserves it, and kudos to you, Tammy. I'm glad to share it here on my radio station. And speaking of sharing music, next week I got Matt Boone in the studio. He's from West Tennessee, and man, he is a talent. He's more of the modern country feel, but tell you what, he can sing. And we go way back. When I first started in Nashville, our paths crossed then, and our paths crossed again, and I'm just glad to see him moving on along. He's had quite the year, and I was just in the studio this week, a famous studio, but I'll let him tell you all about that now to Nashville. But I want to play Matt Boone, who we're going to have here right on the show next week from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Matt Boone, this is called Every Other Sunday.
Everybody thinks they know, but I don't let it show. I was told the fault was mine. Mom and Dad can't get along, next thing we're all alone. And it's the kids that get left crying. Old familiar neighborhood, where we used to have it good. Last house on the right. Slow the truck down to a crawl. Try my best not to bawl. Well, I love you, son. Good night. Not the road that I thought I'd pick. Friday.
with Matt Boone. I'm so excited. He's going to be on my show next week. I hope you'll tune in to hear his interview because he's quite an interesting guy. And as you can hear, he's quite a talented guy as well. So looking forward to it, Matt. Can't wait. And Christmas is 43 days away. Not to panic, y'all, but you know, Walmart, I hear, is playing Christmas music already, and I know Cozy 101 is playing it here in Denver nonstop. So I was thinking, halfway thinking, I want to start competing with them and playing some Christmas music, but I still think it's a little bit too soon. I'm going to wait till after Thanksgiving, and then we'll have some great Christmas tunes for you. I've got several I'd like to share with you. But in the meantime, just good old country music coming your way on the Golden Country Radio Show. And this is my friend, Buddy Baker. He was on the show not long ago. He's out of Alabama. This is Buddy Baker's version of Release Me.
Just don't love you anymore. And to waste our lives would be a sin. Oh, release me and let me love again. Oh, I have found a new love.
Several CDs after his interview here, and I'm just happy to help support his music. And speaking of supporting music, I tell you, this has been a tough year with the COVID and everything, not just for musicians, but you know, really for everybody. But if Christmas is just around the corner, 43 days away, one way you can support some of these independent country music artists, look up their websites, find them on Facebook, and support them through buying their music. There's a lot of music out there on iTunes and Spotify and Facebook. If you just get a hold of them, it makes a really neat personal gift for Christmas, a nice stocking stuffer. You know, I had Jamie Mansfield on last week. She's got 3 books out there. You can get on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Tattered Cover. It's just great. It's a really great way to support people through these tough times that are in the music industry. It's really thrown us a curveball. So that'd be much appreciated. If you need anybody's contact information to find out how to buy their music, just give me an email at waitinthetruck@msn.com and I'll get you hooked up. So we're winding down here. I'd like to play this next song. It is an acoustic tune. Roger Hughes, my duet partner for a while there, he and I had Vintage Highway, and we did this song called A Pirate Looks at 40.
Watch the man who rode you switch from sails to sea. In your belly you hold the treasure you have ever seen. Most of them dream, most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. Cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate. Arriving too late, arriving too late. I've done a bit of smuggling, and I've run my share of rats. I've made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Meant to last, never meant to last. Now I've been drunk now for over 2 weeks. I passed out and I rallied and I sprung a few leaks. But I've got to stop wishing, got to go fishing down to rock bottom again. Just a few friends, just a few friends.
Long road.
It's a long road to Denver. That was Bo DePena out of Pagosa Springs. You can catch Bo just about everywhere right now. Go to his website and see what next event. Right now he's mainly in Pagosa Springs, but he gets around. He's up in Montana, Wyoming, and all over. So if you don't want to see one of his shows, go check him out. He's great. This next song is Joe West, Major League Baseball umpire Joe West, singing Blue Cowboy.
This life I lead has made me a drifter. I apologize for being gone so long. The time away from you makes me weary. But my love for you is growing oh so strong. As this silver horse takes me o'er the prairie, I can't forget the nights I spent with you. I close my eyes and dream my arms around you, and only think of making love. They call me a blue cowboy in some circles. The cowboy's for the clothes I choose to wear. But the blue has a touching sort of meaning. It describes my heart when you're not there. As I ride this silver horse again to Houston and peer out on this sky of endless blue, my mind dreams of all our times together. Through the clouds I see a silhouette of you. They call me a blue cowboy in some circles. The cowboy's for the clothes I choose to wear. But the blue has a touching sort of meaning. It describes my heart when you're not there.
They call me a blue cowboy in some circles. Cowboy for the clothes I choose to wear.
But the blue has a very special meaning. It describes my heart when you're not there.
That was Major League Baseball umpire Joe West singing Blue Cowboy. You know, he's out of North Carolina, and right now he's living down in Florida. And, of course, he's probably off right now with baseball season being over. But Joe and I went into the studio back in 2017, and we recorded Nashville. We recorded our rendition of You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma, and it soared to platinum status and number one on the indie charts, and just so proud of that duet too, and proud to play his music right here on the Golden Country Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I know your time is important and it's valuable, and just the fact that you take the time, whether it's live or later after the fact, and you listen in, I really appreciate it. It means the world to me to have your support of my music, and I know it means a lot to those of independent music. You know, like Joe West and Bo DePena and Bo Heatherly and Rachel Sefton and Tammy Kendrick and all of them that I'm playing now. If you know of someone who's an independent country music artist that'd like to have their music played on my radio station, definitely have them get a hold of me at waitinthetruck@msn.com or check out my website at www.julierichardsonmusic.com. And again, if you ever miss a show, you can just go right on my website, navigate to the radio page, and there's tons of buttons in there, one for every episode this season. Just click on the episode that you'd like to hear or the interview that you'd like to hear, and it's free, and you can listen to them all, and you can re-listen to them, and you can share them. And remember, next week, right here on the Golden Country Radio Show from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, I'm going to have Matt Boone. He's a West Tennessee boy. And quite a singer. He was in the studio this week in Nashville. I'm going to let him tell you all about it. He's had quite the year. And I'm just super excited to have him. He's an old friend of mine. Join us next week. And, you know, I know things are tough out there, and COVID cases are on the rise. I want you to, you know, wear your mask and stay safe as you possibly can out there. There's 242,000 deaths in America so far since this pandemic began, and many more to come. And hopefully we can do our part to help keep those numbers down. But my heart, love and light to those. My heart goes out in all the love and light to those people who have lost their loved ones, especially going into the holidays. This is going to be really tough. So be there for your neighbor. Be there for each other. And in the meantime, stay well, please. And I'll hopefully you'll tune in next week. And I'll catch you then. And until then, stay well. And so long. I'm going to leave you with Magnificent Seven. This has been a request to hear Magnificent Seven instrumental. So we'll tune in next week. Till then, again, stay well and so long.